Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, D.D. Laugesen, Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians, will be with us. Rick Manning's co-hosting with me in that segment. And there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of persecution for those that are unaware. 350 million Christians are persecuted each and every day. Right now, while I'm talking to you, nearly the entire population of the United States, relative to those who profess to be Christians, who profess Christ, are being persecuted at this moment. And we'll talk with Dee Dee about that. And I really encourage you to become involved. Reach out to me at childrengenerationradio.com. Let's see, top of the next hour, David Shistokas is with us. Lots of stuff going on with SCOTUS and a lot of pressure coming on. Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh both being put under assault because, of course, they really are angry about the fact that Texas is defending life. We'll talk a bit more about that. And also we'll talk some more with David about the vaccine mandates and some of the people that don't have to get them. We heard some of that yesterday from Jonathan Emore. By the way, on Tuesday, I will be in Virginia and we're going to be broadcasting here on TECN TV and on other platforms in the evening, CRT conference they're doing, exposing CRT. A lot of great guests, including those from the Loudoun School District. So we'll have that coming up for you. Bottom of this hour, DeRoy Murdoch joins us, Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and we'll talk about woke corporate racism. Woke corporate racism. How the left is basically politicizing woke corporations to take racist approaches. And we'll talk with DeRoy about that. But joining me now, and he is stepping in for Mr. Dan Gaynor, I want to welcome to the program Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Gray. Thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, there's a whole lot that's kind of flying under the wire, if you will. One of the things that very few people are reporting on is the FBI agent that was involved in the arrests on the Whitmer assassination conspiracy attempt has been fired.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre. I had heard and seen some headlines about that story, but I'm not super well read into it. But that is a bizarre happening for sure. I mean, you've got other crazy things going on too with General Milley, for example. I'm sure you heard about the book that's going to be coming out on that.
Yes.
Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. I guess their book reported. Apparently, it's going to be called Peril. They allege that Milley had 2 secret phone calls with the Chinese government general, one of the generals of the People's Liberation Army, and was allegedly undermining the Trump administration in the lead up to the transition of power January 20th. So that's crazy. You know, all sorts of nefarious things going on in government, apparently.
Yeah, there seems to be. Now the FBI agent that was fired after being arrested for beating his wife over a disagreement at a swingers party. So the arrest wasn't in connection to whatever his work was, but there is some interesting information that has come up with regards to that as well. So you can find some of that at Technofog, and they've got some redacted information there that has been picked up, and it's quite eye opening. Of course, you know, in the headlines is the Governor Gavin Newsom and the fact that he is going to remain as the governor of California. What isn't in the headlines is the smear campaign that they used against Larry Elder, and I mean, to call him the face of white supremacy and for there to be no backlash against that from any of the, you know, the black voices that are always out there on the left is really stunning.
Yeah, I mean, there's a clear bias in the media. I think everyone knows that by now. And those who don't, this should be eye-opening. I mean, Larry Elder, a black man out in California running for office, is not treated even remotely the same as a black man running for office on the left side of the ticket. You know, the media is happy to go to bat for those on the left, and then it's completely, you know, for the most part, silent when a black man on the right is attacked. I mean, he got an egg thrown at his head by someone wearing a monkey or gorilla mask. And then, you know, now we've got other things going on as well. And it's just really unfortunate to see the media not being the bastion of truth that it's supposed to be and holding members of government and members of state accountable. And getting the truth out there. Instead, it's propaganda.
And what you mentioned, you know, a lot of our audience may not even be aware of that, but Larry Elder and them had been visiting in a neighborhood doing campaigning, and a woman on a bicycle rides up in the video and chucks an egg at the back of his head. I don't think she hit him. But it did deflect off of one of his security people. And then when one of the security people went over to get between her and Larry Elder, she hit him in the face. And then when he didn't touch her. And then she started screaming, "Don't you dare touch me." And then some guy, bald-headed guy, comes up and thrusts his chest into the security guy. It was a very violent situation. And, you know, what would have happened if those had been, I mean, look what happens to individuals that might wear a MAGA hat or be in support of President Trump. Any conservative, It really is. It's two standards, I think, Michael, is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, just think about it. If it were a leftist candidate and not someone on the right, that would have been front page news. Instead, you know, the right's reporting on it and the left's nowhere to be found. You know, and then we've got the double standard all across the country, too, with leftist politicians that are breaking their own rules with regard to COVID policies and things. Gavin Newsom being one of the most notorious for having done so. And, you know, that gets buried in the media. And, you know, but, you know, if that were done on the right, that would be brought up immediately. And yet it's not. Not when it's the left. So, well, yeah. You know, there's a clear distinction there. The media is going to bat for the left, and it's not being truthful in its commentary.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's a quote too from Nancy Pelosi. She says, "So here's the thing: we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of policy to know who is or who isn't. I can't go to the Capitol physician and say, give me the names of people who aren't vaccinated so I can go encourage them or make it known to others to encourage them to be vaccinated. So we can't. We can't do that." This is Nancy Pelosi in response to a question she was asked at a press conference back in April about mandatory vaccines, and Biden's vaccine mandate excuses Congress. It's really stunning.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's well, and it's terrifying. It's an abuse of executive authority. It's an overreach without question for Biden to have even made such an edict. You know, and what's amazing is they're not including natural immunity in that calculation at all. And, you know, Dr. Fauci was on CNN recently. In fact, I posted about it back on September 10th. CNN commentators asked on the show, the Israeli study showed how previous infection provides natural immunity, quote unquote, better than, quote unquote, vaccines alone. So, quote, what are people to make of that? Well, Fauci responded in part, "I don't have a really firm answer for you on that." And then he later said it's an issue. And there could be an argument for saying what you said. So in other words, yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate concern that here we're mandating vaccinations for companies with 100 people or more from the top executive in the United States of America, the supposed free nation, the leading free nation in the world.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Here's that Pelosi clip. Here we go.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
There you have it. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, saying, sorry, folks, we can't require people to get a vaccine. But now you have the President of the United States that has decided by executive fiat that, I'm going to mandate, and if you have a business of 100 or less employees, you have to do this. And you know, there is some pushback on this, Michael, that I'm seeing, and I think that's good. And there are, you know, some outlets that are beginning to call some of this into question, but few and far between.
1 minute.
Sure. Well, I mean, look, you have Pelosi there saying it. Jen Psaki even said so on July 25th, 2021. She said vaccine mandates are, quote, not the role of federal government, unquote. Well, I would go even further and suggest that it's not the role of federal government to pressure private entities to do so either. That just makes them an extension of the federal government at that point. I mean, it's absurd what they're doing.
30.
What happened to bodily autonomy?
Yeah, well, what happened to my body, my choice? That's their mantra. I mean, you know, my body, my choice. There's another thing, too, we're going to come back to, because I know that you spend a lot of time in the tech world. Wall Street Journal this morning is putting out an article, Facebook knows Instagram is toxic for teen girls. Where's that story? Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest, Michael Morris, Newsbusters and Media Research Center. And Michael, you know, we just mentioned about the story about Facebook knowing about the dangers within their own documents of Instagram to young girls. And that, of course, I'm proud of the of you know, Western or Wall Street Journal. Happy, I don't know if proud is the right word, but I'm happy that Western or Wall Street Journal is putting that out. Another story that is being buried is the story about the agreement between the Russians and the Saudis, and it is a military pact that they have signed. But there are many that are also looking into that and believe that this is the culmination of the efforts because of the fact of the Biden administration pulling the missiles out of Saudi Arabia and violating the terms of our agreement with them to provide defense to Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have now made an agreement with Russia that opens the door for the elimination of the petrodollar and the U.S. as reserve currency. That's scary.
Yeah, that is scary. But yeah, your point about the Wall Street Journal talking about Facebook's internal documents and Instagram, you know, Wall Street Journal has a piece out there titled "Facebook Knows Instagram is Toxic for Young Teen Girls, Company Documents Show." You know, that, among other things, tech is doing nefarious. Live Action founder and president Lila Rose said that Google has banned pro-life ads from the organization. She said, quote, "Breaking, at the request of abortion activists, Google has just banned all of Live Action's pro-life ads, including those promoting the abortion pill reversal treatment, a resource that saved 2,500 children to date." You know, she included the screenshot that flagged the ads for medical misinformation and restricted medical content. She goes on to say later, they being Google, aren't hiding their bias anymore. Google censorship of critical pro-life information shows a blatant double standard and reckless disregard for human life and women's health. Google must fairly apply its own policies and immediately restore pro-life acts, she said. And she's right, you know. Big tech's out censoring everyone that they seemingly disagree with, and it's crazy. It's un-American, quite frankly.
Well,
it needs to stop.
And not surprising that Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, was on last week, and he was talking about who's running Google, and he said it's atheists and what he refers to as trans neurotics. You know, so it's not surprising. One of the quotes that's in the article has to do with, you know, when a young lady is having, you know, negative feelings about her body image. It says 32% of teens said that when they felt bad about their bodies, Instagram made them feel worse. Well, you stop and think about that. What is the trans neurotic attempting to do? They want that girl to think that maybe she's not supposed to be a girl, and start to question that and feel bad about that body image. This is their mindset. These are the thoughts. This is what Google is doing, and we're not making this up. We're hearing this from whistleblowers that have been at Google. Zach was there for 8 years, Michael. He was there for 8 years. I mean, he was right, you know, and he's a senior programmer, senior engineer. So he was right in the middle of being able to give an account to this. Michael, thanks for stepping in for Dan today. I greatly appreciate it. Always enjoy having you join me, and look forward to your next visit as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pastor Greg. Really appreciate you having me on the program.
My pleasure. DeRoy Murdoch joins us coming up on the other side. Black Leadership Network, Project 21, Black Leadership Network. And we'll be talking with DeRoy. Pelosi's hypocrisy and the radicalization of big business. We'll have that coming up for you right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.